This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden said Monday that he stands squarely behind his decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan, despite the stunningly swift fall of the country to the Taliban, which was completed with the takeover of the national government on Sunday in Kabul. Mr. Biden said in remarks this afternoon, "After 20 years, I've learned that there was never a good time to withdraw U.S. forces." But he admitted that U.S. officials did not anticipate how quickly the situation in Afghanistan would deteriorate with the exit of those U.S. forces. Biden defended his decision, blaming Afghan security forces for their losses to the Taliban. He said the United States could not give them the will to fight for their future. And he pledged that the United States would continue to speak up for human rights in Afghanistan, particularly the rights of women and girls under what is expected to be a hardline Islamic regime that will limit women's rights to education and to work. Television analysts have criticized the president for blaming other entities for the failure of the United States forces to leave Afghanistan in better shape than they found it. The Taliban had intensified attacks since the start of May, when U.S. and NATO allies began pulling their last remaining troops from Afghanistan. On Monday, seven people died at the international airport in Kabul after thousands of Afghans rushed onto the tarmac of Kabul's international airport in a desperate attempt to leave the country as it falls to Taliban rule. Some were so desperate they clung to an American military jet as it took off and plunged to their deaths. India says it will help members of Afghan's tiny Sikh and Hindu community to come to India. That's according to the Indian Foreign Ministry on Monday. And we have numerous other updates on the story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Depression Grace is producing heavy rainfall over Haiti and the Dominican Republic, with the threat of mudslides and flooding to continue overnight. This as Haiti struggles to recover from a devastating 7.2 magnitude earthquake that occurred on Saturday. The search for survivors continued on Monday as the death toll climbed past 1,400. And hospitals were overwhelmed with injured people. Hundreds of people waited on the steps of the hospital in the town of Lacaille, the largest city in the earthquake-hit area on Haiti's southwestern peninsula. Many patients were being treated on mattresses in the ground outside as the hospital ran low on pain pills and other drugs. These were just some of the 6,000 people injured in the quake and its aftermath. Thousands of others have been displaced. Zambian President-elect Hakainde Hichilema on Monday promised a better democracy in his victory speech after defeating incumbent Edgar Lungu in last Thursday's election. Lungu conceded defeat on Monday after the near-final results of the vote count made clear that Hichilema had gotten 50% of the vote needed to avoid a runoff. In his speech, he criticized what he called Lungu's brutal regime and promised that he would be president to all Zambians, whether they voted for him or not, and recalling that he had been arrested and charged with treason in 2017 over refusing to yield to Lungu's presidential motorcade, Hichilema said, "We are not going into office to arrest those who arrested us." In his concession speech, Lungu congratulated the new president, calling him "my brother." This was Hichilema's sixth bid for the top job and his third challenge to his bitter rival Lungu after losing to Lungu by a wafer-thin 100,000-vote margin in 2016. The Delta strain of the coronavirus is driving up the COVID caseload in the United States 700% from the beginning of July. That's approximately 129,000 new infections a day. This, according to Dr. Francis Collins, the director of the National Institutes of Health, who spoke to the Fox News Sunday television show on Sunday. Collins said the caseload could jump to as many as 200,000 a day, rivaling the worst days of the COVID outbreak in January and February. Collins also said people who have not yet been vaccinated are, quote, sitting ducks, and urged them to get the COVID vaccine as the highly contagious Delta variant sweeps across the country. Meanwhile, Australia has procured 1 million Pfizer vaccine doses from Poland, and more than half of those are slated for young adults 20 to 39 years old. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.